Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about a few more shortcuts and workarounds for the KetoFlex 12-3 diet and the RECODE protocols, according to Dr. Dale Bredesen of the book, The End of Alzheimer's, the First Program to Reverse, Prevent, and Reverse Cognitive Decline. So personally, you know, I played football for 12 years after college, so I beat my brain up for, you know, including high school, junior high, grade school, stuff like that, probably about 24 years. So 2.5 decades of knocking my head against the wall is probably not the best idea for brain health. And I always had problems keeping my weight up, so I would eat meat constantly. I could not eat enough. I would go, because in my mind, I figured, well, if you want to build muscle, you have to eat muscle in a weird kind of disgusting way. And so I just, you know, thought I had to have steak and chicken and whatever I could get. I'd eat a whole roasted chicken, no problem, for lunch, just to try to, you know, put the weight on and get the protein in there. Ironically, based on weight alone, there's more protein, and I know people aren't going to believe this, but there's more protein in cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower or broccoli than there is in a steak, because meat, animal protein is much more fat and sinew than it actually is protein. So if you're worried more about the protein, you need to incorporate more of those cruciferous vegetables, and they have a lot of other benefits anyway. So just that, keep that in mind. You can watch a really funny video on YouTube called Dude, Where's My Protein? That is a kind of satirical look at that. It's kind of funny, but it actually has some good information in there. So you love meat. What do you do? Well, no problem. Although the KetoFlex 12-3 diet is plant-based, small amounts of meat and fish are fine, especially grass-fed beef, organic pastured chicken, and wild-caught smash fish. And you'll recall that smash stands for salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. You want to make sure that those are all wild-caught, not farmed, because when they're farmed, they're fed, I believe it's a corn-based food, and that is genetically modified corn, which can cause a lot of issues. So you want to make sure it's wild caught. And also, as an athlete, professional athlete, collegiate athlete, things like that, we are notorious for consuming alcoholic beverages. And so that was another concern. And other people have also said, well, what about alcohol? And have a glass of wine to unwind after work, is what they were wanting to know. And Dr. Bredesen's response is that a single glass of wine a few nights per week is fine for most people. Now, you don't want to get to the point where the alcohol is affecting your memory for obvious reasons. And one of the problems with wine is that it affects your insulin levels the same way that sugar does. So keeping it to a minimum is a good idea. For similar reasons, it's helpful to minimize other alcoholic drinks, because basically all alcohol is broken down to is sugar. And that's going to cause your insulin to spike. And as he's talked about before, when your insulin spikes, then the insulin has to be broken down by certain enzymes that break down insulin. And those same enzymes are the ones that actually also break down the amyloid plaquing, but they can't do both at the same time. So if you have really high blood sugar levels because of a high alcohol intake, let alone the effects that it has on your liver and you know, things like that, chronic inflammation, it's actually going to not be able to, it's going to be busy, this enzyme is going to be busy breaking down all the insulin in your system, and it's going to allow more of the amyloid plaquing to form. And here's one I thought was interesting. You don't mention smoking. I'm guessing that's a no-no, but what about vaping electronic cigarettes? So vaping is one of those new popular crazes, I guess. I think it's kind of hopefully going downhill a little bit now, but that's where you get your nicotine and stuff, but it's in a vaporized form, so you don't have as many of the negative toxins like the tars and stuff, or the chemicals that are in the filters of cigarettes. Standard cigarettes are a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, and the combination of vascular damage, multiple chemical exposures, and lung damage, kind of as I was mentioning, as well as other effects, is one to avoid. Regarding vaping electronic cigarettes, the data is not in yet. But it's given the gravity of the prognosis, if you fail to reverse cognitive decline, I recommend avoiding them at least until more is known about their effects on cognition and Alzheimer's risk. And that is, it's just kind of a no-brainer, common sense kind of thing, because basically, you know, back when I went to Vanderbilt and was trying to earn a scholarship, I convinced myself that if I did anything at all that was bad for me in any amount, I wouldn't do it. So I didn't drink soda. I didn't drink alcohol. I obviously didn't smoke. And those are things that it's all about your commitment to how badly you want to get better. I mean, yeah, okay, nicotine is a very harsh addiction that it just is in your head and you sort of, next thing you know, you don't even know what happened and you're buying another pack of cigarettes. Well, you need to just be more aware and self-aware of what's going on and have conversations with yourself and say, hey, wait, where am I going? Okay, and because if you're planning on like going to the grocery store or something and you're thinking about, hey, and then I can pick up a pack of smokes at the gas station or whatever, you need to catch yourself and say, no, that's not worth me losing my memories and going down the path of Alzheimer's. And I mean, obviously, that's interesting too, because, you know, growing up in Arkansas in the South, and actually I've noticed it working in different areas around here in different medical facilities, always seems like the best nurses and the orderlies and everyone that the staff at these hospitals always seems to take smoke breaks, and they're always out there smoking. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of them. And you would think, you know, what are you doing? You have to take care of yourself. So for all the caregivers out there that are listening, make sure you take care of yourself first. And that involves not smoking. I mean, you don't want, I know you get stressed because you're dealing with a lot of people and their illnesses and conditions and obviously some complaining and things like that, but you need to find a more productive vice to help decompress other than smoking, because that's just going to lead to a variety of other bad things. And you can't take care of anybody if you're not taking care of yourself, or if you yourself start to have some cognitive issues. So just try to take care of yourself. Don't just try, do take care of yourself. And really, before you put anything in your body, think twice about it and just ask yourself, is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? And don't try to rationalize and don't say, oh, it's just a little this, little that. Just get real with yourself and say, is this going to help me or hurt me? And if it's going to hurt you, then just don't do it. I mean, I know it's really easy to say, but it's something that you really need to take your health and your life more seriously, and it's going to, your body will show the result and will give you a better result and better feelings. So for all the vegetarian people out there that think they're super healthy, so let's just talk about that. This individual said, you don't say much about soy, but if I try to reduce my meat consumption, I'm going to eat tofu and other soy-based foods. Is that okay? You want to eat about 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight, so that actually leaves you quite a bit of room to eat fish and or pastured eggs and or pastured chicken and or grass-fed beef. And you can also eat tofu, just make sure it's organic tofu, okay? Because the tofu, I'm pretty sure, is made of soybeans, and they can't have genetically modified soybeans to make up the tofu. So something that I personally like to do, if you are a vegetarian, I was vegetarian for 6 weeks. Yes, I know it was shocking, but it was one of those things where I felt like I can't tell patients they need to eat a plant-based diet if I'm eating meat every single meal as much as I possibly can. I mean, granted, I'm not doing it as much as I possibly can anymore, but I wanted to be able to say, hey, you know, if I can go vegetarian for any extended amount of time, then anybody can, trust me. So I went on a vegetarian diet for 6 weeks. I ate a lot of, there's a restaurant here in Southern California called Luna Grill. It's a Mediterranean restaurant, and I would go there and have salads. I'd have falafel, which I believe is made of a certain type of bean, and it was delicious, and I felt great, and I felt lighter, and I felt more alert and focused. So tofu is okay. The Mediterranean diet is very popular. I've been reading a lot on the different websites. The APOE4.info website talks about that. and talks about how the Mediterranean diet is a really great one to stick with if you're not doing the KetoFlex 12-3, because the Mediterranean diet has a lot of really good fats in it, the extra virgin olive oil, not a whole lot of meat. Meat is a smaller portion. Even if you're doing kebabs and stuff, it has a lot of other things. You just don't want to get the rice. When you go to these Mediterranean places or when you eat Mediterranean foods, you don't want to eat a bunch of the rice, but just get salad instead. And that's a really great way to start to optimize your brain health. Once again, always thinking in your mind, is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? Just have like a green light and a red light in your mind. Be like, green light good, red light bad. And when you hold, when you're looking and considering about eating something, just honestly say, you know, is this good or bad? Should I eat it? Should I not eat it? And that also goes into play when it comes to exercise. So sometimes it's not, you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I really want to go to the gym. But it's one of those things that you realize, okay, I need to go to the gym at least 30 minutes. That's going to help increase circulation. That increases blood flow. It's just going to help brain function. So I need to go to the gym. Maybe I don't want to go to the gym. Maybe I don't have a gym membership. Well, then just go out and walk or go walk your dogs for 30 minutes. They would love it. My dogs are crazy. And the more I walk them, the more tired they are and the easier they are to deal with. So get out there and walk your dogs or walk to the grocery store, or here in California, we're blessed to be able to walk to the beach. And walking barefoot on the grass, dirt, or sand has been shown to have wonderful antioxidant effects because of the electronegative charge of the planet. Can't be on any concrete or asphalt or anything like that. It has to be either grass, dirt, or sand. And that actually helps to detox the system and de-stress you as well. Because stress is a major issue in America today, and nobody's feeling like, well, everybody's, I'm trying not to generalize. A lot of people feel like they're overwhelmed, they don't have enough time in the day, and they're just always go, 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 go. So it's important to do things that actually help to counter those effects. So once again, green light for the walking barefoot or getting outside and going to the gym, red light for sitting at home watching Netflix for hours and hours and hours at a time, drinking a bottle of wine and smoking a pack of cigarettes. So obviously, I mean, the last part is pretty common sense, but I mean, that's what a lot of people do. And especially if they have days off, like this is Labor Day weekend. And so people are going to have a longer time off. And it seems like they use that as an excuse to do even more bad things to themselves, so that Monday or Tuesday rolls around after the holiday and they're just feeling terrible because they just abused themselves over that long weekend. And you just really, I know it's so hard to, or it's just challenging to get to that mindset. And the mindset really needs to be, is this going to hurt me or is this going to help me? And some of these people, Dr. Bredesen talks a lot about how people don't realize that Alzheimer's and cognitive decline isn't something that just happens overnight. It's something that gradually builds over decades. And so you might be young in your 20s, 30s, whatever, feel like you're fine, you think there's not a problem. But why risk it? Try to do things that are better for you, better for your brain health, so that later you don't have to worry about any of this long-term cognitive issues. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So that is this episode of the Brain Builders podcast. We are still taking registrants for the Brain Builders Masterclass, which is starting next Friday, a week from today at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can register at bit.ly/brainbuilders, and I'll put that link in the description. As well as know that the registration is going to close on September 6th at 10 p.m., so make sure you register before then. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited, and we will see you then.